Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. Hey, everyone. Today's topic is one that I know I say I'm passionate about it, but you know, I am because it has to do with time management. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you a very powerful concept that when you wrap your head around it and figure out how to apply it into your life, it will really change a lot of things for you. And it is, we're going to be talking about when you are being proactive with your day versus reactive with your day. And I want to encourage you, if this is resonating with you, to hop on over to megansumrall.com/top bootcamp, because right now, this week, I am running my signature free 5-day bootcamp all around learning how to master your time to skyrocket your productivity. And this concept of proactive and reactive that I'm going to be sharing with you here today is one of the things that you are going to be learning as you go through this free 5-day bootcamp. It's not too late to snag your spot. If you are listening to this later and you go to megansumrall.com/bootcamp, if there isn't one currently running, just go ahead and sign up to get on the wait list and you will be invited to join the next one as soon as it starts. So let's go ahead and jump in.
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Hi there, Megan Sumrall here. Welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. Today, I want to talk to you about a very subtle distinction of the type of tasks, things that pop up in our life, et cetera, that can really, when you grasp this concept and you figure out how to apply it to creating your schedule and routines, it can really be a huge game changer for you. And what we're going to be talking about today is the parts of your days, weeks, months, et cetera, that are proactive versus reactive. So let's talk about first what I mean by those subtle differences. So when I talk about parts of your day that are proactive, I am meaning those very intentional parts of your daily routine life or your work life or schedules that you set up at home where at a certain time, you are sitting down, standing up, whatever, to do a very specific task that you've prioritized, that is kind of you feeling in control. And this can range from a wide variety of things. So maybe you have a set morning routine. You wake up, you make your cup of coffee, maybe you get a workout in, maybe you meditate, maybe you do some work. and you kind of have this set process that you walk through. That is something that is considered a proactive part of your day. You are in control of saying what you're doing when you're doing it. Maybe you have an appointment to go to, you're getting in your car, you're going there, a scheduled work call, etc. Now let's talk about the flip side, the reactive parts of our days. Those are the things where maybe you were in the middle of doing one thing and now suddenly your phone rings and you're responding to it. You get a text message, you stop what you're doing, you're responding to it. Your child comes in and suddenly needs something. These are the reactive parts of our life where we are now responding to something that has, you know, popped up, maybe interrupted us, presented itself in front of us, etc. And most people that I work with, so many of my clients, when we first sit down and take a time audit and dive into how they're spending their time, we uncover that easily 90% of their day is spent in a state of reaction. From the minute they wake up, you know, here's a great scenario. If you start your day with your child coming into your room, waking you up to go get something, you are instantly starting your day in a place of being reactive. You are reacting to somebody else, to something else. Then as you are, you know, getting breakfast ready for the family, you suddenly hear your phone go off, you're reacting to that text message. Maybe you've got time scheduled to get some work done. You walk into your office, but then your computer is dinging at you with emails and more messages. So you start reacting to those. This creates a snowball effect all day long, day after day after day, where you are just in a state of constant reaction, responding to what is currently, you know, occupying your attention. And you kind of almost think of the squeaky wheel gets the oil or gets the grease, whatever that saying is. Whatever is present in front of you is what is getting your attention. You're reacting to it. Well, here's the challenge with that. Usually, a lot of those things are not the things that are most important for you to be working on in order to make progress on whatever your goals are, whether they're business related, personal, family, etc. And this is why it is really important, if you have big goals, you've got a list of things you want to get done, and you feel like you're just not being productive, but you are very busy being busy, chances are you have a day that is filled with you being in a constant state of reaction instead of being proactive. So I want to encourage you, if this feels like something you are battling, is to really take a look at your day, take a look at your calendar, really think about what are all the tasks that you are juggling, and carve out a chunk of time every day, and it might even be two or three chunks of time, where you can commit to being proactive, where you are saying at this particular window, maybe from, you know, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the morning, I am going to do these specific activities that are going to help me move forward with my goals. And then when you actually sit down to do them, you are not going to respond to anything that is popping up and coming at you. You instead are going to treat that chunk of time as being proactive, where you are dictating exactly what you're doing instead of responding to things that are popping up and causing interruptions or distractions. Now, how this works for each person is very individual based on your family, your body rhythms, you know, other non-negotiable things that pop up in your schedule. But I will share with you kind of how I structure my day, because there is time where you do have to actually be in a state of reaction. things pop up every day that you do need to respond to, but you can still create some structure on how to manage that. So for me personally, from when I get up in the morning at around 5:30-ish, from 5:30 until it is time to help my daughter get ready for school in the morning. We're in summer right now, so it's a little bit different. So in the summer months, from 5:30 to 9 a.m. is when I am being proactive. That is my 3.5 hour window every single day where I am in complete control of saying, here are the very specific activities that I'm going to be doing, and I'm not going to be responding to anything that, you know, I didn't know about that is now popping up. I'm not responding to a text message that comes in at 8 a.m. in the morning. I'm not responding to it at 8 a.m. in the morning because I'm in my proactive time. And in that 3.5 hour window, that includes time for my morning routine. It includes time for exercise, for getting ready for the day, and for doing the most important things that I know help me move the needle forward in my business and personally. That is my proactive time for the day right now. It's not a lot of time. 3.5 hours is not a lot of time to do all the things, right? But when you are doing the right things and you're doing them intentionally and proactively, it is mind-blowing how much you can get done in that small window of time. Then from about, you know, 9:30 on, I kind of shift gears and I'm very much family focused as we're, you know, coming up with creative things to be doing this summer. I do have a chunk of time every late afternoon where it is then my opportunity to be in more of a reactive state. That is my chance to go get caught up on any text messages that come in, maybe return a phone call, answer emails. What exactly is specifically happening every day when I am now reacting? It 100% varies from day to day because I don't know what's going to pop up, but they are things that do need to get done. And I think we need to acknowledge things come up every single day. So we've got to have a place and a time and a purpose to be able to respond to those. But if I did not set aside and prioritize a chunk of time every day where I am in a proactive state, my entire day from the minute I wake up in the morning could be easily spent in a state of reaction, responding to the email that came in, responding to the message that came in. Oh, here's this interesting, you know, someone just said this was a great podcast to listen to. Let me go listen to that. And you can very quickly fall into a trap of being in a constant state of reaction. If you do not sit down, assess kind of what your day-to-day life looks like, and create and prioritize a chunk of time where you are going to say, in this window of time, this is my space to be proactive, where I decide exactly what's going to be happening during that time, and you get yourself into a place of not reacting to anything that happens during that window. So for those of you that are listening to this or watching this video, and you feel like you are just busy being busy all the time, and it's exhausting, but you don't feel like the right things are getting done or you're making any progress, but you're doing a lot of things, I want you to really take an honest look at how you're spending your days and ask yourself, are you in a state of reaction all the time? And where can you create the space and the time to have a proactive bucket of time? Whether it's, you know, I know some people when kids are at school, you know, if we weren't virtual schooling, for me, I used to have a much larger window of time. So from kind of 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., that was my proactive space. Well, now I've had to shift gears a little bit, as so many of us have with the pandemic going on. But if you intentionally sit down and understand this need for that proactive time, you may find that you might need to wake up a little bit earlier. Maybe you create space for it in the evening. Maybe you take a long break over lunch. How that looks for you is completely up to you. but it needs to happen if you want to move out of the space of just feeling busy being busy. So I can't wait to hear how you implement this when you have decided to create that proactive time for yourself. And I will see you guys all back here again next week.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.